So how did the ancients do it?
With the discs. I told you they were vital to the whole thing. And the reason is that the metal disc we had here was used to define the exact time of events that you want to change. It's like playing back a recording, except that it could be future events that are played back. You can choose any time you want using that disc to set the exact year, month, day, right down to the hours, minutes, seconds. But Catherine Feather took it. So Harper has it now.
And what about the location? Smith said.
That requires another different disc, which specifies geographical coordinates. One vitally important disc that has been lost for millennia, or so my father reckons.
The disc that Harper is now after, Matt said.
But what can he do with it if he gets it?
Aunt Jane asked.
Assuming he realizes how the discs work and what they are for, then he can manipulate, control, predict anything, Robin said. If Harper knows what he's doing, he can recreate the discs inside his computer model, make his own versions of them, just as he's been modeling the ancient sites themselves. If he does that, she pursed her lips for a moment before saying, well then, he can probably predict what we're doing right now.
Even without this second geography disc? Jane asked. We have to assume so, Smith told them. If he has the rest of it worked out, he may be clever enough to solve the missing pieces himself, rather than relying on copying what has already been done. It's like a code, and he is dangerously close to cracking it, to discovering how to control and harness the chaos that is our world. The secret is, I suppose, to be unpredictable.
And find the other disc, the real last disc, before he does, Robin said.
Dad knows where it is, Matt said. That's why he created the fake. Has to be. Remember all those times we thought he'd jumped to conclusions or made a lucky guess? He shook his head. Wasn't luck at all, was it? He already knew where the real disc was, and he was leading us, or rather Harper, away from it. Things, clues he ignored. It was because he didn't want to draw attention to them.
You could be right, Robin agreed.
Does that mean we can work out where the disc is? Aunt Jane asked. If so, we can still get to it before Harper.
Robin was already working at the computer.
There was a point, she said, where the hospital is split up. There was a lead that Arnie ignored, remember? An entry in a journal, a sighting. It's here somewhere. The possible locations. He discounted Roslyn in Scotland, which is probably right. But there was also the possibility of the disc ending up in Pomponini in Italy, or Pont Saint-Jean in the south of France.